This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The overall number of new confirmed COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta is declining, but the number of severe infections requiring hospitalizations and medevacs from the virus are increasing. According to Health Corporation spokesperson Gage Hoffman, YKHC has traced many of these severe infections to Christmas gatherings. On Sunday, YKHC admitted 3 people with COVID-19 to the Bethel Hospital in a single day. On Monday, the Health Corporation medevaced a patient out of the region for advanced medical care. The week prior, no medevacs occurred, and the hospital admitted 3 people for the virus over the course of the entire week. This increase is happening at the time of year when flu and other respiratory viruses peak in the region in January and February. YKHC attributes the decline in overall COVID cases to people following lockdown restrictions. To avoid new cases, the Health Corporation urges everyone to continue following these safety measures, including hunkering down, gathering only with people who live in your household, wearing a mask in public, and washing your hands. In more coronavirus news, in mid-December, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation received enough COVID-19 vaccine for just over 2,000 people to receive 2 doses of the vaccine. By the end of the month, over 1,000 people, or just over half that amount in the region, had been vaccinated. YKHC says it does not know when it will receive another vaccine shipment or how many doses such a shipment would contain. The Health Corporation is issuing the vaccine to specific groups of people in phases. Currently eligible to receive a vaccine are residents of the Bethel Elders Home, frontline healthcare workers, and frontline EMS and fire service workers. YKHC is contacting everyone in these groups to schedule a vaccination. By the end of December, 650 people across these groups had been vaccinated. There are 590 people remaining in these groups, some of whom have refused the vaccine. Another group currently eligible to receive the vaccine in the region are people age 65 and older and frontline essential workers. Approximately 470 people in these groups have been vaccinated. If you fall into this latter group, here's how to request a vaccination. If you live in Bethel and are age 65 or older, you can call the COVID-19 hotline at 543-6949. That's 543-6949, Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. If you are age 65 or older and live in a village, YKHC will call you to schedule a vaccination for when they travel to your village with the vaccine. If you are a frontline essential worker living in Bethel or a village, you can fill out an online form to request a vaccine. You can find the link on YKHC's or KYUK's website. Turning to municipal news, Bethel could have a new city manager as soon as this evening. In tonight's special meeting, City Council will conduct public interviews with the 2 finalists, Pete Williams and Jeanette Bauer. Williams has been serving in an interim role as Bethel City Manager since September. He previously served as the Bethel City Manager for 2 years until he was fired in a split vote in 2019. Williams was also Bethel's Port Director for many years. Jeanette Bauer is the city administrator for a small town in Minnesota. She also previously worked as Bethel City Clerk for a year about 2 decades ago. Lastly, in the daily COVID count, on Monday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that 1 person with COVID-19 was medevaced out of the region for advanced care, and the Health Corporation announced 15 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. There were 4 cases in Aniak, 4 in Bethel, 6 in Chifornik, and 1 in Tuxuk Bay. There are 157 active cases in the region. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,640 cases, 18 medevacs, 47 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.